Okay, we continue, and we are in Zechariah, Perek Vav, the sixth Perek of Zechariah, as we continue the unusual visions that he sees, and trying to figure out the meaning of each of the visions here in Sefer Zechariah, the 14th Prakam of Zechariah. We are almost halfway, Perek Vav. Va'ashuv, and once again, says Zechariah, I see, va'esayinai ve'era, this Perek will be about the Malchios and the eventual Geula. I lifted up my eyes and I see. Arba Markavos, Yotzos Bibein Shnei Ha'arim. There were four chariots that were coming out from the two mountains, very strong mountains. Ve'Ha'arim, Harin Nechoshes, copper, iron mountains. All the Mefarshim say it's a lashon of being very strong. Very strong. The Abarbanel says, even though earlier in the previous parak, we already had the vision of four horns coming out, but now it's even clearer and more explicated in a barur fashion, the four malchios that are going to rule over the Jews during this managolos. Ki imeyos, says the Abarbanel, shekvar ro azarba, hakronos, haroms and aleim. We already saw the kronos. Hinei haisa mara hahi, bekotzarav. That was in short. That was shorthand. Lo is barba. Im yu malachim molchim bekipa. If they were going to be ruling with like a dictatorship. O im yu amim yu chadim. Velo gamkein peos haaretz. Asher yalovim shaluba. Vegam lo bir torah. Mladas mahim. That's why this mara comes. Lovar ba yoser bishlemus. Inyan Arba Malchios. So we have the four chariots that are coming from the two mountains. What are the two mountains? The Abarbanel continues and says, maybe the two mountains means the two ends of the world. Because these rulers, these Malchios, at their time, ruled over civilization. At the time, Shnei Arim Hashula Daiti Romeis L'mishnei Kitzvosa Olam, Mizrach U'mayrav. Shari Hari Ha'olam Hachazakim Kinechoshes. Shaisa Memshala Sarba Malchios Kolos Makefes Be Mizach Shemesh Amavo Kamosha Birashti. Or, what is it? These two Bati Migdash. Yirmutu Shnei Arim L'Shnei HaBatim HaRishon Shebana Shlomo V'Yachron Ha'asid L'Hiyos. At this time it wasn't built yet. And maybe that's what it means, that these Malchios have what to do with the two Mikdashos. Okay, so he sees the four coming out of the two. But Merkava Rishana Susim Adumim. And the first chariot has red horses. Uvarkava Shenis Susim Shechorim, black horses. Uvarkava Shlisha Susim Levanim, white horses. Uvarkava Ravias Susim Berudim Amutsim. Berudim, some type of spotted, like Barad, Nukudim Uvrudim, it says by Yaakov and Lavan. Amutsim, good question, what does Amutsim mean? Right, some of Farshim aren't sure exactly what the color is, but the Mitzvot Sion says, Ba'ali Mare Deshen, right, Deshen, some type of other color. Good, Rashi says they're all references to something much deeper. And what is that? The first one is Bavel, right? Bavel is red, and the second one, Shchorim, is Lashon Paras Umadai. Why is that? Why Rashi says that they were Mashchir. They darkened the faces of the Jews. Hishchiras Panam Shal Yisrael B'Yimei Haman, during the Purim story. That's Sushim Shchorim. They blackened us. They gave us no hope. Haman made us black. Maybe you might even say that it's not just he made our lives difficult, but he made us black in the eyes of others. He made other people think that we were not worthy, right? Like the Mefarshim say that by the Mitzrayim, vayareyu osanu haMitzrayim. Vayareyu doesn't only mean that they did bad things to us, but they made us bad in the eyes of others. Meaning, like all our enemies have done, right? Throughout the history, even through Bayesheni, that they make us look bad, right? Hitler, Yimach Shemam, and all the Germans, before they wanted to kill us all, they had to make us subhuman and demonize them. And once we do that, so then they could do whatever they want to us, right? And that's exactly what Haman did. Maybe that's what it means he was Mashchiras. Remember the Gemara in Megillah, on Daf Yud Gimel Amabez, he says, we're separate and we don't eat with them. Dasem Shonos Mikalam. The Gemara says, Delo Achli Minan, Velo Nasvi Minan. They don't eat with us, they don't Marius lo mitzi vilon vestasiya melachinim osim demafki yilukuli shase b'shoi poi. They take off, they take vacations, and lo melachin shovel hanicham. Right, they're not worth it. Right, if you touch their wine, they'll throw it out. You're worse than a bug. They'll take out the bug and drink the wine. But if you touch the wine, that was what Haman does. And maybe that's what's alluded to in this lashon of shchorim that Rashi says they were mashchiras. And the third is the one with white horses, Susam Levanim. What does that mean? Rashi said this is referring to Yavan. Why? I'm sorry. Levanim is Paras, Shebana es Habayis. They were the ones that gave help to build the bayis. The other Mefarshim say this is all talking about negative. The Yalkut says, what do you mean white? That they were Malbin, they embarrassed us. They caused us a Halbanas Pnei Chaveiro Barabim. The Radak is not sure exactly why it's white. The Mesudas David says maybe they wore white clothing. Rav Sadia Gaon, quoted here in the Radak, is that maybe it's referring to their philosophy. Yavan. The first king of Yavan, he quotes Alexandros Mukdon, Alexander the Great, who was a great philosopher, and philosophy is like white. That's the symbol. Hachachmi hidavar lavan umuchuvar. It's clear and it's white. So maybe that's why it's so white. Okay, either way, couple of pshatim. And the fourth one was berudim amutzim. Right, they were spotted and amutzim. The Mitzvot David says they were spotted because they kept, referring to the Yishmael. Yishmael and Esav and Edom were all put together here in the last one. They were spotted. They have some mitzvahs, like Bris Mila, says the Mitzvot David. They have a couple of, they're not fully red or black or something of the sort. Va'an va'omar, so I saw these four. And, or even before we do that. So the Pashas, according to Rav Rishonim, is that these are the four Malchios. The Malbim says, it's referring to the four Malchios, but not from the beginning. Not referring to Bavel, and not referring to the ones that are past, right? Just referring to the ones from now. From now. So the Malbim says, you have to count four, and you start with Yavan. Yavan, Yatzab Rishonah, Yimuchanim, Lishpoch, Dam Rav, right? They were also to battle us. And then the second one of the black ones, that is Rome. And then the white ones, he says, that's after Rome. Doesn't mention which Am, but there were some Amim that subjugated us, but it wasn't terrible. Acher shetavato malchus Romi tamod malchus acheres shalot tishbotam kolkach v'lo yiru kolkach liYisrael v'agolus yukal b'dal ruchos haolam kemoshu be'elaf hazeh. Like the Malbim says at his time, right in the 1800s, got pretty bad afterwards. Shu elaf hazeh shesusei amarkavos levanim ubali chesed, and not everything in the 1800s were also great. But then finally, there's going to be a revius that's talking about karav lizmana geula, and that's going to be Gogu Magog, which we hope has happened already, and that is the Malbim. The Yalkut says maybe it's referring to the four groups, the machanos in the Midbar. Says that the first one is Yehuda, and then Dan, and there's the last one. So if you look at the Yalkut, he relates to the Shvatim in each of the groups and how they relate to these colors. Okay, Va'an Va'omar Malach Adoverbi. So Yizchariah says, Ma Ela Adoni. Right, what are these things? What am I supposed to think about? Vayana Malach Vayomer Eli Ela Arba Ruchos Hashamayim. These are the four directions of the heavens. Yotzos, they are going out. Meitziyaseh Aladon Kol Aretz. They're going out from standing with Hashem, meaning they're not independent. They're all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Moshe, every Nitzachon that happens in history, especially having to do with Am Yisrael, is directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. May his Yatzev al Adon Kol Haaretz, from being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Baha Susim Ashchorim Yotzim Alar Safon. Some of the horses go north, Balavanim Yatzu al Achareim, and the Levanim go after them. Some say that means Bavel, and then Madai and Paris went after them to overthrow the Susim Hashchorim, the Babylonians, Vahabarudim Yasu Alar Tzateiman, Vahamutsim, the last one, Rashi says Edom, they're all over the world. Yatsu, Vayivakshul Alechaz Laslach Baaretz, they went throughout the world, Vayomer Lechu Esalchu Baaretz, they wanted to, and Hashem says, okay, go throughout the world, and we are subjugated by them in many, many countries. Vatisalachna Baaretz, they went. Vayazek Osi, Vayidaber Eli Lemar, and he, the Malach, awoke me, and said to me, Re'ea Yotim Alar Tzafon, you see the ones in Tzafon, the ones that are going to Tzafon, Heinichu es ruchi be'eretz Tzafon. They have been meniach my ruach, Rashi says, when Babel was destroyed, and the punishments of Nebuchadnezzar, Hashem also had nachas ruach, because the tool, the first tool, was then transferred to the second tool, and he was getting that nash. The Sefer Ikarim mentions that Zechariah obviously has many different visions, including, let's say, some high visions, the menorah and the gold and the olive trees, but also he had with women and he had with horses, right? That's all a different vision. That's what he writes in the Maamar Gimel in Perek Yud, many different levels of nevuah. He says, just like a child starts when he's very young, going through the senses. First he has the sense of touch, and then he has the sense of taste, and then he has the sense of smell, and then sight, all the different senses. There's a development in whatever order. So too in the spiritual world. There's a development and a development. And he says sometimes that's why there are different levels of visions. Maybe this is similar to what the Radak said before, that this is a lower level, because Nevu is Holeches Vidala, so that's why it's unusual visions like horses and Nashim in the previous in the previous parak. Again, the Abarbanel said exactly the opposite. No, horses is a symbol of chosek, of strength. And now he continues. Hashem says to me, Lakoach meis agola, take from the gola these families that are coming back from the gola. Mecheldai, umeis tovia, umeis yedaya, uvasa atabayamahu, you will come with them, uvasa beis Yoshia ben Sfanya, should go to the house of Yoshia ben Sfanya, maybe this was Sfanya the Navi, some say, the Barbanella, Sherbo, mi Bavel, Velakachti, you should take from them, Kesev Izov, Vyasisa Taros, you should take their donations that they're going to give, take their donations and make crowns. Visamta Barosh Yoshua ben Yehoshadak, and one of the crowns put on the head of Yoshua ben Yehoshadak, HaKohen HaGadol, the Kohen Gadol put it on his head, right? That's the only crown that we're told what is done with it. The Radak says the other crown, Mistama, was put on Zerubbabel, even though it doesn't say, but he was the leader, he was the Kohen Gadol and the Melech, he's going to become the Melech. So says the Abarba, says the Radak, it's Bashmi, it's Pashut. Vatara achas lo yetzorach lahaskir mayasiba, ki yadua, ki berosh Zerubbabel tiyeh. Must have been on the head of Zerubbabel, ki hu haya b'makam Melech, vein Melech, below Atara. Right, a king needs a crown. Remember the Adoniyo wanted to try and dove his crown, it didn't fit, right, because he needed a ridge. And that's how they knew Adoniyah wasn't going to be the king. V'yefshar, ki kodem shesamu atar barosho, the Radak continues, before they put the atar on his head, nikra pachas, he was called pachas, some type of governor, k'moshakasa pachas Yehuda, as it says. V'yachar shesamu atar barosho karu melech, and then afterwards he became the melech. V'yavlish lo nechta mizedavar, yitachin midarach svara lo marken. I think midarach svara, that is what it would be. That's the Radak. If you look in the Abarbanel, he is not so convinced of that. Abarbanel says, I don't know, you don't hear of anything about Zerubbabel anymore here. Says, I think Zerubbabel went back to Bavel, and that was it. And he was in the Melech. You got to figure out how Pesukim in Ezra and Nehemiah work. But says the Arba Abernel, the Chashav Aradach Miderach Asvara, that it was on Zerubbabel, the Chutz Mikvodo, I'm sorry, Ki Zerubbabel lo Malach Yerushalayim, velo Samu Atar Barosho. Right? And if Lula Cain, if it would be, lo Haya Makatzar Kazi Milazachar, it would have said it in the Pasuk. Would have said it. It's not going to say, oh, it's a Dover Pashut. But rather, the crown was put on the head of Yoshua ben Yotzadak, and the Abarbanel says, Haisa teres hamanu vasrara. The Hera Hashem Yisbarach bazeh od lenavi. Shezera Yoshua mibibanav. Why do you put a crown on? A Kohen Gadol doesn't usually wear a crown, right? He wears the tzitz. What's the crown? It's a remez to what's going to happen during the Chashmonaim. That Yehoshua ben Yotzadak's descendants were going to be the Malachim too. Right, all of that, like the Rambam says, and the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, and how the Ramban is upset about that in Parshas Vayechi. But he says maybe that's what it's alluding to, that you put a crown on the Kohen Gadol's head. Shezera Yoshua mibnei bana bezal ba'yisheni yachziku b'malchus v'lachein tzivo shiasim b'rosh Yeshua Kohen Gadol atar shel kesef. He assumes, right? It says they brought kesef and zav. The Rambam now says there were two. There was a silver one and a golden one. Ki lefi shelo haye malchusam shleime Hashem. It was just a silver one. And he says, I don't agree with that Radak. But he assumes there was a silver one and a gold one, and the silver one was the one that was going to be put on the head of the Kohen Gadol, because again, it wasn't the ultimate Malchus that was going to be with his children, right? And that relates to the Rambam, the Rambam who gives no inkling in Hilchas Chanukah that there's anything negative about the Malchus being returned to Klal Yisrael for a couple hundred years. And the Ramban obviously very famously in Parshas Vayechi speaks ba'arichus about the problems that happened during the time of the Chashmonaim, but it's part of the larger Isser of Lo Yosser Shevet Miyehuda, that there's an Isser for anyone from another Shevet to take the political power. Avo Meisha Yachal Yos Yehuda Shaul might be different because it didn't start with David yet. But once it goes to David, that's it. Ki ba'avrsha dvar sheila samalchus beisi nitavis lakadosh baruch hu lo ratzal hamlechalim and hashevet asher lo amalchus shelo yosem enu lo'olam. Hashem didn't want to start because they asked for it in a bad way, and it wasn't as HaKadosh Baruch Hu had envisioned. That's why they didn't want to start with Malchus beis David at that point. That's why they had Shaul in between. And that's what he also says, the entire line of Malchei Yisrael after the first couple, which was the Gzeir against Shlomo, they should have gone back. They should have gone back. The Chazal talk about that during the days of Yehoshaphat and Asa. They should have gone back to the Malchei Yehuda. The Malchei Yisrael were living in sin, were ruling in sin. They violated the Yatzir Yehuda v'nechu b'hem, and that's part of why says the Ramban, they were all killed out in the end. They all went to Golos in the end. Moshe Amar Hoshea Haim Himlichu Velo Mimeni. Right, they were king, but not for me. V'zehay onash hachashmonayim shemalchu v'yisheni ki yochaside elyon v'malihem ishtachlu haTorah. They were amazing. You can't take that away from them. They saved Torah. V'amitzvos liYisrael v'avapike natural onash gadol, but still they were punished. Ki arba bnei hachashmonay azokim v'chasidim hamolchim zacher zeh im kol grosam aslachasam naflu b'yadayvehem becharev. They were all fell in battle. V'giyah haonash basof, as the Gemara says at the beginning of Baba Basra, the last one dies out. Why is that? Because they were ruling in sin, says the Ramban. So again, it puts a damper on the whole Hanukkah story, but that is the comment of the Abarbanel here, alluding to that Ramban as well. V'yamati lav lemar. And the Navi continues now. So you put the crown on Yeshua ben Yotel's head. V'yamati lav lemar. And you tell him, Ko'amar Hashem tzvakos lemar. Hashem says, Hine ish semach shmo. There's going to be a man whose name is Semach. Umitachtov Yitzmach, and from within, from here, he will grow. Uvan Eseichal Hashem, and he's going to build the base of Megdash. Who is this Semach? So many, Rashi says, it's referring to Zerubbabel. Rashi also says maybe it's referring to the future Melech HaMashiach, but he assumes that it doesn't sound that way because the whole context of the Perek is specifically Bayisheni. But he's going to come. Semach Shmo Umitachtov Yitzmach. Right, earlier also, the Melech HaMashiach was called Semach. There is a Rambam. The Rambam in Igeres Teiman. The Rambam has a couple of letters where he gave chizik to different people in different countries when they were going through difficult times with forced conversions and others. So the Rambam, in one of his letters, in Igeres Teiman, he writes about Melech HaMashiach, and he quotes this pasuk. And there he says that Mashiach is going to appear. We're not going to know beforehand, before he reveals himself. Ulam, Eich, and this is a translation from Arabic. Eich Yamod HaMashiach Va'ana Yamod Hu Yamod Be'eretz Yisrael. Dafka. Rambam says, first of all, he's going to reveal himself in Eretz Yisrael. Uba yaschil lihigalos. Kamro yisale upitom yavo el hechalo. As Malachi says. Vulam echus amidasohi shol yivada kla kol demamdo. Ba'ot she'eno mashiach. Nobody's going to realize it. Ad she'i amer alav shehu ben ploni. Umishav plonis. Until nobody's going to know who he is. He's going to get up and say, I'm so-and-so. Avol yamod ish lo yivada kodem igaloso via osos v'hamovsim asher yeira'u al yado, and the osos and the movsim that he shows yuraya alamitas tainaso ve'emitas yihuso, that will prove that he is correct Mashiach. Amar Hashem yisaleh mitar in yizeh, as Hashem says, quotes our pasuk, hine ish semach shmo umitatov yitzmach. It's just going to come from within. You're not going to know it. It's going to come right there. V'yamar Yishayo gamkein mitar higaluso mi bilti shivada lolo av velo aim velo mishpacha velo yachav velo krov. I don't know anything about him. Amar v'yal ki yonek lefanav v'yachari galaso be'eretz Yisrael v'kapso Yisrael Yushalayim v'sharei Yisrael. After he reveals himself in Eretz Yisrael and all the Jews gather to Yushalayim, yispashid yamav akedma ad sheyagi aleichem l'teiman v'lasher achreichem b'hodu. He's giving chizuk to the ones in Teiman. So this Rambam doesn't work great with the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, where he talks about that the Mashiach is not going to have to prove himself with Osos Umosim, which it sounds like he's going to do here. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim. Al Yal Adaitacha Shemalach HaMashiach Tzarech Lasos Osos Umosim Umechadish Dvarim Ba'olam Umechayim Esim Umechayim Esim. Except there's some of you mechalik between the different types of Mosim. There's Osos Umosim to prove that he's Mashiach, and there's Stam Osos Umosim that don't have to do with that. So again, you have to make some type of chiluk. The footnotes here in the Geras Teiman talks about that chiluk. Okay, so you are going to mention to the Kohen Gadol that Hashem is going to bring up Tzemach, v'hu yivneh seichal Hashem, and he's going to help build the heichal Hashem. Again, this is the Melech Shab, part of the Melech Shab, part of Melech Mashiach Shab, is to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Rambam says. V'hu yisahod, and he will bear the glory, the Yashav, umashal al kiso, and he will rule, like a Kohen al kiso. The Kohen Gadol will be on his throne, the Melech will be on his throne, va'atza shalom tiyeh bein shneim, and there will be tremendous peace amongst them, right? That's the Radak says, lo yikanu zeh bazeh, when you have two leaders that get along perfectly with each other, that are working as a team. So that's something that is something that we yearn for, because very often it doesn't happen. The ataros tia lechelam, and then the crowns. There will be crowns also for these people that give the nedava lechelam ulatuvi ladaya ulechein ben svanya lizikaron beichal Hashem. They'll be for zikaron beichal Hashem. The Radak says maybe you write your name. They'll names their names on the crowns so that you will remember them. Kiyu shmosam ksuvim umefutachim bohem. This is one of the sources. There's a big discussion about giving staka. Matan beseser obviously is one of the highest levels, but there is a Rama. There's a Rama. In Hilchot Staka, in Simen Reish Mem Tes in Yaradeya, the Shulchan Aruch says the different levels of staka that he writes from the Rambam and the Manas Aniyim, and then the Rama says, Sifyud Gimel. V'al kol panim lo yispar adam b'tztaka shino sein. A person shouldn't feel so amazing. I'm so awesome. I gave tztaka. V'im mispar lo dai shino makabal schar. If I'm boastful, then I not only lose my schar, ala filu manishino so aleha. Then I get, it works out bad for me. Mikol makom. But says the Rama, based on the Chubas HaRashba, v'isha makdash davar l'tztaka, mutter lo sheyichtov shmo alav. You're not allowed to be boastful, but to write your name on something as a donation, and your name will be up there on the board, that's okay. She'ilo zikaron v'ro'i lasos kein. And it's appropriate. So again, this is a big discussion. What does it mean that is appropriate? Will it inspire you to give more? Will it inspire others to give more? Pischei Tshuva has a discussion where the Gabbai Tztaka once collected and had something done in the shul, and he put his name on it, or the workers put the Gabbai Tztaka's name on it, then a couple years later, the people of the shul were upset about it. Does he have a chazaka to have his name up? Different discussions, but this is one source right here, this Radak, that one can be Mefarsim. One can be Mefarsim. So Rechokim, Yavo, and after they build it, the ones that are far away will also come. Yavo, Uvano, Beichal Hashem, they'll also take part. Vidatem, Ki Hashem, Tzvako, Shalachani, Alechem. And once it's built, it's been 70 years, you will realize that Hashem has sent me, Vayim Shemo, Tishma, Mekol Hashem, Lakechem. As long as everyone continues following my Ratzon and my call. We will stop here. Zachaya Perikvav.